Hello, lovely listeners. We're back from summer vacation. On today's episode, we talk about Sony's 500 million consoles sold. Then we journey to San Diego Comic-Con and talk about Spider-Man. All that, plus Evo, Smash Bros. Ultimate, and more. You're listening to Dual Pixels Radio, but first, introduction.
I'm Jose.
What's up, I'm Joey.
And I'm Rob, and we will go into what we've been playing.
Okay. Yes, I start. I know. Yes. As always.
We go alphabetically.
Yes. As always.
Kind of.
Not really at all.
No. Yeah, not at all. Yeah, so I've been playing Overcooked 2. I did the review. Well, it's up now, the review. If you guys want to go check that out. And I've been playing... Yeah, just a bunch of here and there stuff as well, but Overcooked 2 is the main title I've been playing, and okay, this I'm already starting this early, but so the review, so I give the game a 4 out of 5 for the review, and I think the game would have got much higher from me if the online was actually available. So have you guys played Overcooked or?
Yeah. Love the first one.
Yeah. Okay. So have you guys played Overcooked? Overcooked 2 is pretty much, it's a bigger, better version of Overcooked. And the newest, like, biggest feature was online play. And while doing my review, online play did not work at all. And I'm actually surprised because it's touted as its big feature. And yeah, it just didn't work at all. Like, it wasn't even noted in our review notes that, you know, like, online was off or what was going on with online. But it's either online wasn't working or, you know, nobody was playing it. So that left me into the conclusion it had to get points deducted because of that. I'm not trying to justify, you know, why I gave it a 4 out of 5. It's a real good game. It does everything better than part 1. Actually, it runs much better than part 1 because part 1 I felt like there was a bunch of slowdown. But yeah, it's a pretty dope game. Like, if you have 3, 4 people, even 2 people, the game is very challenging. It's fun. And I pretty much compare it to, like, Jenga. Almost, where there's just a lot of pressure, like, throughout the 3 minutes or how many minutes they give you to actually, like, get orders out, that it's just, like, ongoing pressure, but it's pretty fun. But yeah, I gave it a 4 out of 5, and definitely check out that review if anybody's still thinking about Overcooked 2, definitely check out the review. I also been playing more Street Fighter 5. I know, what's new, but but yeah, I've been playing more Street Fighter 5 just because they announced and released, well, they revealed the 2 new characters, which did come out, so I've been playing a lot of Street Fighter 5 ever since Evo, the Evo kick. Oh, they also, Rob, they also started releasing the extra battle costumes again.
Oh yeah, I heard that. Yes. Like, and like, that's kind of like, it's good that I can, like, I think I can out now buy them now. But yeah, that's something I'll probably get back. I'll probably get back into it, like, towards the end of the year when season 3 gets discounted. Like, right when they announce season 4.
Yeah, since they did with the whole Evo thing, they actually did, like, a big discount. So if anybody wants to get into Street Fighter 5, this will be the perfect time to actually do it. Well, they had it for the Evo weekend, but there's, like, more deals still going on with all the passes. But yeah, that's one thing that Capcom did right. And I know we always go back and forth about DLC and, you know, not being available for that time period, but Capcom actually did it. They actually, like, broke their hurdle, because we're gonna compare it to Overwatch, which I'm about to do. you know, they still haven't released. Some Overwatch costumes are still not released yet, right? Joey, if you could back that one up for me.
I know, like, for the summer events, they kind of re-roll them, but I believe there's one Lucio emote right now. That's funny because it was accidentally able to be purchased with just the in-game coins or whatever there, the gold. But that was exclusive. And I know the Pink Mercy one that was for...
breast cancer awareness, right?
Yes. Is also... you also can't get that one.
Yeah. So Capcom did something right. They're re-releasing extra battle costumes. So yes, I've been having a Street Fighter V kick. I also... So after... Well, not after the Street Fighter V kick. What I do have now... we talked about it on the... last podcast was PlayStation Now. So I did subscribe to PlayStation Now for a month.
How much is that?
It was $19.99 for the month. I did subscribe to it, and I have tried it before. This time it wasn't so well. This time yeah, I was doing it over Wi-Fi this time, and
that'll do it.
Yeah, it wasn't pleasant. It was very there was some times where it was pleasant, but the resolution was very bad. Mm. But yeah, it wasn't pleasant. It was very, very laggy.
What were you playing anyway?
I was playing MotorStorm Apocalypse.
Mm.
Yeah, MotorStorm Apocalypse. I also played a little bit of. What were the Nights into Dreams? I was playing like a bunch of like this like weaker stuff, like stuff like Fighting Vipers and what else? Oh, I wanted to play Red Dead Redemption again. I didn't get a chance to play it. I mean, I could still play it, but I'm probably not gonna play it now after, you know, all the lag I experienced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's a great concept. It's a great, on paper it looks great. If you have it connected to, you know, your Ethernet wire, perfect, because I've done it through Ethernet wire, it's perfect. But on Wi-Fi, this thing is like it's not stable. It's not fun with Wi-Fi. So I would, yeah, the only way I would recommend PlayStation Now is if you are wired. And do you know your internet is fast? Because that's the only way I see that it works. On Wi-Fi, not so much. So, yeah. I can't wait until they allow downloads, which is rumored to be coming, you know, in the next few months. So, yeah, that's all I've been playing. Yeah, the PlayStation Now stuff is pretty weird, so... I'm gonna wait till the download stuff. Then I'm gonna like evaluate it again, because right now on paper it looks great. But yeah, that's all I've been playing. I mean, I've been one last thing too. I've been actually started Mafia 3, and it was on PlayStation Plus.
Oh, right, for this month, right?
Yes, for the month of August. And yeah, so far so good. I don't know what to say about it because I feel like it's gonna be a collectathon. Like that's what it looks like so far. I mean, not like your typical Ubisoft stuff, but you know, I really don't like open world games that much that don't involve superheroes.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll see on that. And that's it. Yeah, I'm done for what I've been playing. That's all I've been playing. Yeah, so what you've been playing, Joy?
Just your typical Overwatch, of course.
Yes,
summer
you're
games
back.
Is yes. Summer games is the entire month of August. And I mean, there's tons of skins, emotes, sprays, voice lines, the usual. Lucio Ball's back, and the new hero Wrecking Ball is out for about 2 weeks. Super annoying to play against, but he's pretty interesting.
Hammond.
I think it's just kind of that period where people don't know what to do against him right now. So he just kind of hits people around and gets away somehow. But it's always good when new characters come in. Kind of changes things up a little bit. The other thing, the Black Ops 4 beta, I mean, I'm probably not the best person to speak on it, but it just feels like Black Ops to me.
Well, yeah, that's what it is every year.
I know
year.
They made like, tons of changes, but I don't know what they are, or it's not abundantly apparent. They do have, like, kind of loadouts per character who have special things. It kind of reminds me of Rainbow Six Siege in that sense. But yeah, it just feels like Black Ops again. Less movement because you can't, like, wall run and stuff like that, but, I mean, it's Black Ops.
it's like Madden now, so...
Yeah, but it's funny you say that, because this Madden feels pretty different from the last one. I don't know if that's good or not, but we can get on that next week.
Yeah, I want to hear that.
Yeah. The other big thing I've been playing, No Man's Sky, their latest update, Next, I guess it's called, came out, and so I figured I'd buy the game. It was like $15 or something, so I figured why not, and it's a buggy mess, but it's fun.
Well... When I first got No Man's Sky, I actually asked for a return.
Did you?
Yes, I did ask on a return for that. Yeah, I did ask for a return on it, because at first it was like, okay, this is cool. But once you get like an hour or 2 hours in, it just felt everything was the same. And I know they did a lot with Next.
They did, yeah. There's a lot more types. There's, I think, three or four, like, main core missions that you go through throughout the game, but there's obviously a bunch of side missions and other things. It's fun, but it is a open-world sandbox game, so if you're not a huge fan of those, you won't. There's no reason you'd like it. You have to resource management all the time. You have to be prepared for some crazy random bugs to happen. Like, there was a bug where I couldn't access a terminal because it was in space when it was supposed to be on the ground. I mean, there's so many bugs that it should turn me off completely, but I keep wanting to play it.
Well, it's very leisurely. Like, it's a very, like, you could do any, like, this open world. There's something about that open world where you're trying to discover stuff more than trying to, I guess, go on a mission. And, you know, like, it's very different for me compared to that open world game to like something like Mafia 3.
I mean, yeah, because Mafia 3 is a lot more story driven, set in one setting more so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just love the space. Like, it's just cool going to different planets, solar systems, and such. But I wouldn't say it's leisure, especially the first, like, 10 minutes of that game are so stressful, because it essentially, your ship is crashed, you have to do all these things to fix it, and you have to stay alive. The first planet I was on had like acid rain and storms every 3 minutes.
Yeah, that's how that was my first planet too,
so I like died immediately. And then I got one that was like it was an ice planet, but it was more manageable because there weren't storms. But it's definitely a cool game, but there's just so many bugs, and I have no idea how they would tackle all of them. It's just so many. It reminds me of like when Skyrim first comes out and that thing's like completely broken. But yeah, I mean, it's definitely a fun game. I'm glad they fixed it, even though if this is how it should have come out to begin with. The co-op is also fun, playing with friends and stuff. It's definitely a good concept, so hopefully they just keep hammering out all these bugs, especially the ones that are like game-breaking. And yeah, at least No Man's Sky turned into something for that studio.
Yes, it finally turned into a man.
The game only took, like, two and a half years to turn into something after, like, a delay for how long to begin with? It's definitely been through a lot, but, I mean, one thing I can say is it's fun. When I'm at work, I think about exploring things, think about what I'm doing next. So, yeah, it's definitely a fun game. That's enough No Man's Sky. What have you been playing, Rob?
Well, I haven't had too much free time, but I have played a few games, all actually older games, kind of going back to them. I finally did it. I finally got an Xbox One again. It was more of a less rational purchase and more of an instant gratification purchase for Prime Day. It was like $225, I think. It came with 3 months of Game Pass, and I was like, all right, and Rare Retro Replay. Rare Replay. One of those. I'll get it right. And so I was like, all right, that's fine. Like, I'll get it. Because I kind of wanted to replay some Xbox 360 games and stuff like that. So I got that. And, of course, like, I have a few digital games. And one of them is Rock Band 4. I don't have my guitars anymore. So I bought a new guitar. And I've kind of been playing that. And it's kind of getting... I have to get back into the swing of things. It's a little bit... Not difficult or awkward. But it's just kind of like... getting that muscle memory back. Because I'm doing terrible on songs I know I've done before, but it's just kind of keep on playing. I mean, eventually, I have like 1,200 songs, so I've got enough content to last for a while.
Yeah, for sure. I was pretty up there, too, with content on Rock Band. I think I was like...
Yeah,
I
went through the store, and I was like looking to see, and like I added, like I think, at least 40, 50 songs into my wish list. Which I need to eventually get as soon as I have a chance. So I play that. Another thing I have on Xbox One, and I bought digitally, even though I have the game physically, is Burnout Revenge.
Oh, good game. I haven't played that in a while.
And it was the 360 one, and it's just so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
I like Burnout 3 a little bit more, but Burnout Revenge is still like a lot of fun and. Because I love the arcade racers. It doesn't feel like arcade racers have really come back. It feels like they're... And you'll have stuff like Forza Horizon, but
that's
kind of like more
say.
Of a mix.
And Drive Club.
Yeah, it's definitely a hybrid.
Yeah, and I like the kind of over-the-top ones. Those type of games, or like racing games, are like the only type of game I sit at attention when I play. Like, I'll be sitting up straight, like staring like in the middle of the screen... Everything else, I'll just, like, kind of lay back and lazily play. Mm-hmm. But, like, no, Burnout Revenge, like, eyes front, focused, looking what I need to do.
Yeah.
I'm not great at it, but, like, I'm pretty okay. But it's been, like, so much fun to go through, like, especially, like, the crash junctions and revenge mode and all that stuff. So it's well worth the purchase, I think, of the Xbox One S for Burnout Revenge. Before I move into the other game.
But wait, that's kind of sad. You just said it's well worth the purchase of an Xbox One S. That's sad.
Yes.
That's
a 360 game that came out in 2006 is well worth the purchase of an Xbox One S.
Yeah, that's sad.
Well, that and like, the fact that it's a Blu-ray player, Blu-ray and a UHD player, because the fucking PS4 Pro isn't a UHD player, which is stupid.
I know.
Oh, it isn't?
No,
I didn't know that.
It is not. No, it plays Blu-rays, but it doesn't play like 4K
I didn't know that.
Movies. Yeah, it's fucking stupid. Again, it would make more sense, because, like... But anyway, whatever. Yeah, so I think that... like I said, it came with 3 months of Game Pass, and I know you talked about PlayStation Now. I downloaded... Because I went through the catalog to see what they had on Game Pass, and it was really, really underwhelming. Like, okay, obviously you have stuff like, you know, Halo... Halo 5, Halo Master Chief Collection, Gears of War, Definitive Edition, Gears of War 4, like all the other Gears of War. Like, that makes sense, and that's great for someone who's, like, really never played them, but I've played them before. Like, I've... It's something I've experienced already, so that's kind of like, eh. I don't care. I was looking to see what else they had, and it was, like, a Kingdom of Keflings, a World of Keflings. The only other thing I'm kind of interested in that I might try is they had Elder Scrolls Online, the regular base edition, which I kind of want to try out before I decide to buy it. If I buy it, it'll be on PC, but still, like I still kind of want to try it out. But I mean, I downloaded Metal Slug XX and played that, so it's Game Pass is just kind of like whatever. I'm not gonna re-up again.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they add something like really cool. I know they added Doom and Rage today.
I saw that.
I was gonna say I might replay Rage, but I have both on PC, so it's like whatever.
Yeah, there's slightly a reason to do so then.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I think kneecapped like Game Pass. It's kind of like, or a lot of games on the Xbox One. It's like, well, I already have more powerful systems to play on if I wanted to. I was looking more for exclusives. But yeah, like I don't even have any physical games for the Xbox One, really. Everything has been digital. I will probably end up picking up physical copies of the Gears of War games and the Halo games, just to have. But that's and then because I've kind of been craving it, I've fallen back into the trap of Destiny 2.
Oh boy.
And it's never clicked, because like I played a lot of Year One Destiny 1. I played a lot in the beginning of Year One and a lot at the end. And I didn't play anything else after that. Like I didn't play like the Taken King. I just played the first two expansions, and then that was it. And then with Destiny 2, I got on PC, and it didn't quite hit the same. What's the word? It didn't feel quite the same. So I ended up, because I was playing with a friend, and he eventually kind of was like, well, that's whatever. So I stopped playing it too. But I had it installed for a while, and eventually I uninstalled it. And then I was talking to a friend online. And he was playing Destiny 2 on PS4, so I'm like, let me try going back to Destiny 2. And it's so weird because it feels like a comfort game to me, and I never would have thought that of Destiny 2.
Yeah.
Like, the controls just felt like second nature. I had to kind of relearn a little bit when to use the skills, but other than that, it's just like everything felt second nature. Just like being able to use my ult. Like being able to like grenades, like the upgraded thing. It just everything just felt natural. That's all about the expansion pass.
Yeah, that's Destiny though. Destiny always feels great. It's just the content.
Yeah, like it at its base, it feels great. It's just exploration's kind of meh. But like I said, I bought the expansion pass, which had like the first two expansions. The expansion pass was only $20, so I'm like, all right, that's fine. I'll pay for $20 for it. So. I might, I don't know, get Forsaken?
That's the one that just came out, right?
Yeah. I might get it. I'll have to keep on playing. I haven't played much. I played this past weekend of Destiny 2. I haven't played much this week. So I might play it if I keep on going. I'm almost to cap. Like, I'm at level 20, 28.
What is level cap anyway? 30 or 35?
30, yeah. 30. I'm almost to cap. I might do that. Like I'm probably not gonna do any of the raids or anything, but I'll probably do like the strikes and stuff and see where I go from there. Cause I'll try to find a clan or something to join, and maybe they can help with that. But like I'm kind of like maybe I'll play a year or two Destiny 2, maybe. But I don't know. That's where I'm at right now. I'll probably end up streaming it. Which plug? I'm streaming again, kinda. Getting hooked up on it. Rob May Cry. Anyway, that's enough of that. All right, let's go ahead and go into topics. I guess the first one is Sony selling 500 million consoles across all PlayStation platforms.
And that is 1/16th of the whole world.
0.01% of that were Vitas.
Zero, yeah.
Maybe even less.
Yeah, maybe even less. But that's 1/16th. Of the entire world population have the PlayStation. That's just putting it in math.
I imagine a lot of people who have owned one PlayStation.
I mean, several. Yeah, especially like the PS2. Like, I already had that as a DVD player at least.
Yeah,
but yeah, so. Everybody and their mom has one.
The PS2 is a DVD player.
Right? Yeah, that is insane.
Well, with that whole 500 million, you know, this big milestone, they are going to release limited edition consoles, and they're translucent blue PS4s with translucent DualShocks and a translucent camera. And to top it all off, they're also releasing a translucent gold headset.
That's a lot of translucence.
Yes, and they all look good.
If it was translucent purple, I think it'd be more
purple, but right? It's not associated with.
They had an N64 translucent controller, right? I feel like I had that one.
Yes, my Switch.
They had several different translucent
colors. I remember like a purple one, but
atomic
anyway.
Purple. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And that's limited to 50,000. So good luck getting one.
Yeah, good luck getting one. but they are selling the controls separately. So that's a good thing.
Idea.
The camera is not being sold separately, if I'm correct. I'm going to have to look back on that, but I'm pretty sure the cameras are not being sold separately. Controls are being sold separately, and the gold headsets are being sold separately. And it's going to be a limited edition PS4 Pro. So
I do need a new headset.
Yeah, like I might get the headset. Because I had a gold. And I liked it.
Yeah, I have those right now.
I never had
it's just kind of like flaking off on me, like the fabric, I guess, because I've had it for 4.5 years.
Oh,
maybe?
Yeah, forever.
But yeah, I love it, yeah. Other than that, it's awesome.
Yeah, but that's pretty cool that, it's pretty cool that they're releasing it like another console. I wish they would have done like another theme as well. Like, what was it? For PlayStation Anniversary, they had the theme on a PSN.
Oh, right, right,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, I wish they would have done, like, another theme for it. Maybe a blue one. or purple. But no, that would have been awesome, too. But it's awesome that they're actually doing something like that. Again, I mean, I wouldn't put it past them to do more milestone stuff.
I'd kind of want them to redo the original PlayStation gray that they had for the 20th anniversary.
That was cool.
But I know that's never going to happen.
That'd be cool. It would look weird, though. Like, now, like, thinking about it. Didn't they do a similar... They did a similar gray, right? But it wasn't the exact.
Yeah, it was like... I don't think it was like a one-to-one, but it was like kind of... Kind of similar,
different type of shade.
I've seen
or something.
Several pictures and stuff of it. I think I almost wanted to bought one, but I couldn't rationalize it at the time.
It's like also they released the Spider-Man system as well. So yeah, there's just so much. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it looks cool. But, and I would normally want to kind of get it, but yeah, I'm probably going to get the Kingdom Hearts one.
I mean, that definitely goes with our next subject with the Spider-Man. You know, Sony's releasing, you know, the Spider-Man console, and with the Spider-Man console, I know, Joey, you got to play Spider-Man.
Yes, and I'm not a huge fan in general, of playing things in a very crowded, loud place. I don't think really anybody is. It just feels so strange. So I love when people are like, oh, that person's playing poorly. I was like, it's weird playing in those situations. It's just so strange. Having said that, the game was fun. It was like I played, I think it was a solid like 15 minutes or so. Right when I was like, oh, this is awesome. It said like, you have 3 minutes remaining. And I was like, oh no. But it's a fun game, and you can check out our preview, our preview of playing that on the site, and tons of other people got some, I think played the first 5 or 10 hours or so, and they're loving it. It's fun. I don't really have that much experience with any of the other Spider-Man games, but I know the web-slinging is always like the number one thing people talk about, how you swing around the city. I think people are going to like it. It doesn't necessarily feel automatic, but it feels kind of hard to fail. I don't think once I like hit the ground or really stop momentum. Having said that, I definitely didn't go as quickly as I could have just because I didn't have the experience with it. But I think everybody, you guys might know, is it Spider-Man 2 everybody loves? Or?
Yeah,
it's a Spider-Man 2 game everyone loves. I'm not entirely sure why, but...
But yeah.
I think people like the web slinging mechanic because it like the webs actually stuck to the buildings instead of just kind of like floating in air.
In air, yeah, yeah.
In Spider-Man 2, people just love the momentum because like when you swing in Spider-Man 2, when you did swing, you could actually add speed onto the swing. And by like a button press, if I remember correctly. Like while you swing, you could hold X and then he swings faster.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I can't necessarily compare it, but like you did feel the momentum as you were swinging around. There were various ways you can kind of swing faster. I'm pretty sure it was hitting like R2 and X. You can like swing directly to an object. Those couple of missions I did, one was like, I think it was Oscorp for whatever reason. It was kind of hard to hear, but you had to get rid of bombs that had, or briefcases that had bombs in them. There was 5 across buildings and it was timed. And it was cool though. Like you fly by and then once you see it, you hit the weapon to throw your web out, and then you swing it in the air and throw it, and then what you're supposed to do is keep hitting R2 so you kind of contain the blast. So I thought that was a pretty neat, like, tiny little touch. The other one I did besides just swinging around randomly is, for some reason, water is all backed up throughout the city. So, you know, you hop down and turn a valve. Apparently that messes everything up, so you have to plug holes in various different water towers.
Wait, you could, I felt like it was can like you swim?
What?
Can you swim? Did you?
Yeah, I actually jumped in the water on purpose. You can swim, yeah.
Oh.
I don't know about going down, but you can. You don't die or have to restart when you hit the water.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, there was a dock, and I was like, I know people were talking about this. Let me jump in the water real quick. And then you jump in the water, and then you can just swim out.
Oh, another thing. Here's another question. Can you crawl up a wall at will?
I know I ran up a wall. I don't know if I crawled up a wall.
Because I have not seen that yet. I've seen it.
Yeah, I don't know.
I've seen it while Insomniac was doing a preview. It was a preview build as well.
Yeah.
But it was like inside a bank or something, and you actually see him crawl inside a vent. But I'm talking about like crawling, like. All willy-nilly like you used to do in the original game on PlayStation 1.
I don't know about that one.
Because I haven't seen it yet. I have not seen it yet. And I'm going to be kind of... It would be kind of disappointing if they did forget that aspect of... Let's say he just runs up and he
If anything, I don't think it would be forgetting. I think just choosing not to. Because they seem to be pretty in tune with everything just based on... suits that are included, just the way the combat flows. It's kind of, everybody says, oh, it's like Arkham, but I mean, not really, because you have a lot more freedom. I always felt like in Arkham, you kind of got locked into combos, like, okay, do this combo, and you do it like 500 times over and over and over. It just seems like there's a lot more contextual things going on. Like, at one point, there was a car door that I can grab, and then you can swing it around, so it's kind of like an AoE attack, which knocks everybody down, and you can web people to buildings and then like it kind of incapacitates them. You can launch people in the air and then you can use your web to either pull them to you or pull yourself to them. So it's pretty cool. There's a lot of different options. Again, it's only 15 minutes got to play, but I can only imagine the crazy things people are going to come up with to do. And there was one point where I kicked a guy off a building and I was like, wow, that's interesting. But then I shot a web at him and then it kind of like hung him to the side of the building, it looked like. So that was pretty cool. It's definitely a packed game, and I'll be shocked if it doesn't sell insanely well. Partially off of property, and it seems like a legit game.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, I want to see what happened if, you know, we're already seeing Spider-Man coming together. How about if the Avengers, or they do Marvel Ultimate Alliance, with a AAA budget. Like, I could only imagine how it would probably be the best brawler or action game out.
As long as there's not a microtransaction all over.
Yes. Well, being a AAA title, usually, I mean, in the caliber of Insomniac and Sony, they're not gonna go ahead.
It depends who it goes to. Yeah.
Yeah,
for sure. But yeah, that game comes out, what, the 9th, I want to say? Or is it the 7th?
The 7th.
Whatever that...
it's September 7th. Yes, I have it all marked down. Like, it's going down that day.
Yep, and they have a PS4 Pro bundle, which actually looks pretty neat. And the control... I really love the controller scheme they have for that. And, yeah, that was Spider-Man. It's fun. If you like Spider-Man, you'll definitely enjoy it. They have, I forget the number of different costumes, but they have a ton of costumes. Of course,
there's
going to be...
Yes, it's over 20.
There's going to be those people that are like, oh, well, I wanted this costume, and it's not going to be in there, and people are going to hate it. But, I mean, they can't get every costume in there. But the thing I like about the costumes is they each have their own particular, I guess, ability, and you can use that ability across different costumes, so you don't have to be wearing a certain costume to use the ability, which is awesome.
Yeah, and in the original Spider-Man, in Spider-Man for PlayStation, they had the same, you know, thing going on where every costume did something different, so it's pretty awesome that that's coming back in that way.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be awesome if they include the Spider-Man movie suit, Tobey Maguire Spider-Man, and they do organic webbing for that suit.
Yeah, I don't know if they said anything about that one. I know, is it the Homecoming suit or the Avengers suit or something is going to be in there? But
Iron Spider
and the Homecoming suit.
The Homecoming suit is in it.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. I'm super excited for that game. It's probably one of the games I'm most excited for. You know, the last quarter or last, you know, half of the year.
Yep, it's my most anticipated as well.
I am pretty excited for Battlefield, but yeah. Spider-Man's above that for sure. SDC overall, I mean, it's crazy as Comic-Con always is. I mean, there's not really too much to say. I know TV did a ton of stuff off-site, so like... all the new FX shows coming up, the Hulu shows, the Netflix shows. We did get to go to, what's a DC thing called? Their upcoming streaming service.
DC Universe.
So is that really what it's called? I thought that's what it's called. And I was like, can't be that. Yeah.
it's DC Comics. So,
I can't say anything about how that is cause it's not out yet, but the whole installation they had was awesome. There was one where you can, you put on like a, it's kind of like a papery white suit type thing. And then you go in and they have like, they give you a, like a baseball bat and you have a mask on and stuff. And you just hit this like punching dummy type thing. And then they have like, glass bulbs filled with paint and you like smash it. So it's like Harley Quinn setup. So it looks like you're in Arkham Asylum and stuff. It was actually really cool. And it was fun just to like hit things with the baseball bat for like 30 seconds or however long it was. They showed the trailer that everybody hated for, what is it called? Teen Titans, is it?
It's just called Titans.
Titans, yes. They showed that, it was just a really cool setup. There was like a Court of Owls thing where it's kind of like a, kind of a maze, but they like guide you through and then there's like people from the court like jumping out at you stuff. And it was just really well done and it was neat. Other than that, I mean, I was kind of shocked how exactly the same the convention hall was as it was the year before.
Like the same stuff showing up or?
The same, just everything was kind of set up the same, a lot of the same stuff. Like Funko, they have like, they always have a huge statue and it was the same one from last year. It was it Thor Ragnarok? Maybe. I don't remember exactly what it was, but it was the same as last year and...
I would have thought they'd have, like, Freddy Funko as, like, their standard one.
Yeah, it definitely wasn't. the one thing that was a huge, like, you could tell was missing, there's just nothing Marvel-oriented there.
Really?
Hall H, yeah, I think they're saving it for D23. They're trying to push everything that direction. But, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So, like...
Well, that and I heard that they really don't have anything to announce this year.
Yeah.
At Comic-Con. Because D23 isn't this year either.
Everything's
going to be kind of a little bit later.
Yeah, because of Avengers.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was just weird, like, because they're always huge there, you know? I mean, they still had a huge booth per usual, but they had nothing in Hall H. There's no Star Wars stuff, which was always huge as well. There's just a lot of big things missing, it seemed like. But yeah, if you ever have a chance to go. It's feels like you kind of walk into like the Twilight Zone for like 4 days or whatever. But yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, I gotta go back again.
Oh yeah, real quick, I did play Smash there, which was funny because I haven't played Smash since I don't know, like when it was first out, like for I don't know, a week or something. I had no idea what I was doing, but it was a blast. And it was nice the way they had it set up, because they literally had, I want to say it was like 30 or 40 switches, and then four people at a time, so like that line went by fast. They let you play like, I think, two or three matches, so like you got to actually have some playtime, like a couple different characters, but the line like blew through, which if you've ever been to a convention, like that's rare. Usually things take like hours and hours. But yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Haven't played Smash, like, in a long time, but I'm definitely buying this one. It's fun. And I had no idea what I was doing, and I was still having a blast. Jenny, she, like, never plays video games and played it. She had a blast. It's just a very fun game to play.
It really is. Like,
yeah.
You got something for everyone.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I wasn't like, oh, I need to be doing well. It's just like, oh, this is fun. Let's keep playing.
Yep, that sounds like Smash. That sounds like Smash. That's how it's supposed to be.
Yeah, it's a good kind of like, if you want to be like super invested and competitive, you can
could be. Yeah.
But at the same time, if you're like, I just want to have fun, like, and they've got tons of options, especially with like the Smash Direct that happened a few days ago. Like they're adding tons of options for tons of different playstyles.
Yeah,
which is great.
Yeah, they're like some of the best doing that in the fighting game scene for sure. Like it's so accessible yet still super deep. You know.
I don't know. Yeah. I still don't call it a fighting game. It's still not, to me, it's still not, all right, it's a party brawler. To me, you know.
That's like selling it short, though, it seems like.
I mean, yeah, it is selling it short. All right, so I guess you could say it's selling it short, but I feel like the game is best played when it's a party game. I feel like when you gimp it down to a tournament game, it just doesn't, it doesn't go together with me. Like, it doesn't fit. It's better, you know.
I don't know. Some of those matches are so intense. Like, I couldn't care less usually about anything Smash oriented, but I watched a couple on Twitch, and those people are insane. I don't get it. But yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. Like some of the higher end.
Yeah, like Smash the level of play from someone playing it for fun, someone that thinks they're decent, and pros. I mean, just like everything else, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, but. Melee is different than Brawl and then Smash 4. Mm-hmm. So because it was more technical, like Nintendo doesn't want to make this a tournament fighting game. They're against all that. So that's how I see it too. I see it like I'm against, you know, making it like a tournament fighter, because it's fun the way it is. It's fun, you know, with four people. It's fun with items on. Like,
yeah. It'll be interesting to see how the competitive people like it and, you know, just the normal everyday person who's just playing the Switch like it.
Well, since Nintendo really not catering to those tournament players, like I feel like anything Nintendo does and anything Nintendo does that the tournament players don't like, they're gonna continue playing Melee still, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess, well, when's that come out? The 7th December?
Yes, December 7th.
I guess we shall see.
Yes, it's definitely we shall see.
Yeah, that one I'm looking forward to, especially after, again, the last Direct kind of got me a little bit more hyped for it.
Still waiting for the Mario Party Direct. That's what I'm waiting for. Come on.
Yeah, the fact that they just like, oh, by the way, here's a Super Mario Party, and then fucking nothing.
Nothing. Nothing
fucking,
at all.
And then that one comes out in October.
I know.
Like, I'm sure they'll have like a Direct like maybe in September for
September,
it.
September, yeah.
But it just feels like, hey, here's this game. We haven't really told you much about it. Hey, but here's 45 minutes of Smash Brothers. Okay. Thanks. I say that like I'm complaining about Smash.
I know, right?
I just want more information on everything else.
Yeah, right. I mean, they just have some really big games coming out at the end of the year, so it'd be nice to get info on all of them.
Yes. You know what? May as well just go ahead and talk about the Smash Direct, because we've been talking about Smash.
Kind of leads right in.
Yes. So, like I said, a few days ago, they announced, or they had a Smash Direct. And before the Direct, I was even wondering why they even needed to have another one. Solely focused on Ultimate.
Yeah.
Because it's like, they spent 30 minutes at E3 talking about it. Like, what else can they add? Oh, they added a lot. I guess we'll talk about the big stuff first, the characters that they added.
Mm-hmm.
They added Simon Belmont and Richter from Castlevania.
Well, Richter is his Echo Fighter.
Yes. Yeah. Richter's his Echo Fighter. They added K. Rool, which has been a huge... Basically, I think the second most requested Nintendo character after Ridley, maybe? Maybe Waluigi's higher up. I don't know. but he's up there. And they added two Echo Fighters, Chrom and Dark Samus. They also announced that they're going to have 100 stages. Like, basically every stage from every other game, plus, like, a few new ones, like New Donk City. New Donk City Hall. They have 900 music tracks.
Well, and
over 900.
And Simon Belmont's stage as well, Castlevania stage.
Yes, they have Simon. They have Dracula's Castle, which has various monsters coming out, like werewolf, the creature and flea man, Medusa, Death shows up. Dracula is a, I guess a boss. Slash stage hazard. They have that. Rathalos is in it as a boss and a assist trophy, which makes me wonder if there's a Monster Hunter character that they're going to announce. That would be cool. I feel like that would be pretty awesome. Would make sense. They also... What else? Oh, Shovel Knight's in the game. Sure, he's an assist trophy, but I never thought that would actually happen, Shovel Knight.
Well, he's in every... Really he's, cool. like, in every game now. Like, I've seen him cross over in everything.
Just about,
yeah.
Because, like, during the whole Smash Ballot, like, everyone wanted, like, Shovel Knight as a character. But they I guess they decided not to have him as a character, but they have him as an assist trophy, which is fine. It's slightly disappointing, like Bomberman, but still cool that the fact that he's in. Like Bomberman. They add... The ability to switch between, like, you select two stages, and then the game will switch between them. Like, at either predetermined intervals or random times. So, like, you can be fighting on Hyrule Castle, and then swap over to Fountain of Dreams. Just, like, instantly, kind of like, boom. Like, all the stages have Ultimate... No, what is it called? Battlefield and Omega.
Yes, Omega and Battlefield.
The final smashes, there's an option to turn final smashes into the meter. Instead of breaking the smash ball, like, you build meter, and then you can do the final smash. Which makes it way cooler. Not way cooler, but like, kind of awesome that you can just do that whenever you have that meter built. 40 Castlevania music tracks. That's, I think, what has me more excited about anything. 40. There's just so much stuff in the game.
Yeah, it almost sounds like a swan song for the game. Like,
exactly.
What are they gonna do next?
Exactly what I was thinking about. Like, there's... To me, I feel like this is it. This is Smash Brothers that's gonna be pretty much engraved in Nintendo's next console. So this Smash Brothers Ultimate is gonna show up in every Nintendo console that's coming out, because this is it. This is gonna have everything. Nintendo's gonna have new characters. You know, in the next 10 years, they're probably gonna have new characters for sure. But we're gonna see this Smash Brothers game on every new console. Every new console that they have, this game is gonna be there, and it's not gonna be revised after that. It's just gonna be, you know, Smash Brothers Ultimate, not even Definitive Edition, just remake, and then that's it. This is because there's just so much stuff. Like,
yeah, it's insane how much there is, to be honest.
Yeah, no, I would be pretty okay with that. Like, I mean, it is, as it is a good note to end it on, honestly. Like, it's a good way to be like, alright, this is it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be happy with that. Like, I'd be okay with it, like, okay, this is it. I probably will double dip and get digital and physical. But
even I'm gonna buy it, and I, like, never play Smash, so...
Like, it's fun. It's fun. Plus, so they have the Nintendo Online launching late next month.
Right, that'll be interesting. I mean, it's super cheap, yeah, right?
Works. Yeah, $20 for a year.
Yeah, that's like...
not too bad compared to, like, Xbox Live and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, $20 is nothing, really.
Oh, it really isn't.
Just need to get those classic, like, SNES and N64 games on there.
Yeah, that would make the... that would seal the deal.
For sure. Easily, too.
I guess we could talk further about fighters, just in general, since, you know, the Smash Brothers Direct came right after EVA, so...
Mm-hmm.
And being that, you know, Smash Brothers was at EVO, did any of you guys catch it?
Nope.
Nope.
Yeah, so yeah, I did catch EVO. I did see it. Well, I saw Tekken 7. I saw Dragon Ball FighterZ, and I saw Street Fighter V. The only reason I watch Dragon Ball FighterZ now is because Street Fighter V was coming on after it, and everything was late. Like, everything was late, just in general. So they did announce a few things at EVO. For those fighting games that were there, Smash got its own direct, so that one is completely covered there. We did get to see, you know, Tekken's new DLC characters, and it's pretty weird how this announcement came, because. So Tekken 7 is getting a Season 2 pass, and they're releasing classic characters. So they showed off Anna and Lei Wulong. And then, after that, they show off Negan from The Walking Dead as a playable character for Tekken
what?
7.
Yes, Negan is in Tekken 7. Like, they didn't actually show his character model.
That it sounds like so random.
Yeah, it was random. It was just completely, like, mind confused.
Yeah.
Because it's like...
just, like...
well...
like, why?
Yeah,
I mean...
yeah, yeah, yeah. My thing with it is, how are you gonna go ahead and put another guest character in the game, and you can't even put your own characters in the game, like... I feel like Tekken is now losing prestige where they now have to include guest characters. So their characters are pretty much not... well, Bandai Namco does not see their characters as... They don't see them as, you know, people... They're not popular. They don't see them as popular. So it's just pretty weird that they're just putting Negan in the game and... he has a weapon, that's one, and I think he's better suited for Mortal Kombat, if anything.
Yeah, I can actually see that. Mortal Kombat, I can actually see that.
It's like, this one does not fit at all. Like, out of all the characters you could have put in the game, you chose someone completely random, left field. I mean, he might be a good character to play, so... we don't know that yet, but it still feels odd that they're actually pulling this, like, sort of move to get, I guess, the Western audience to come play Tekken, because it seems like, you know, Bandai Namco, it seems like they don't think, like, the Western audience is involved with Tekken, so this seems like such a publicity move that could end up, again, like I said, I just don't think that Bandai Namco knows that their characters are popular. Like, now they created a thing where now Tekken needs guest characters. And that's a bad precedent. When you have so many characters in Tekken, and there's so many characters in Tekken 7 that are not in the, you know, so many characters in Tekken that could be in Tekken 7 that are not in the game yet. So that,
like, a few guest characters makes is fine. Like, you know, Akuma being in 7, okay, that's fine. Like, Geese being in 7, okay, that's fine. Because they're two video game, or huge fighting game bosses for King of Fighters and Street Fighter. So that makes sense. But then, even though I like Noctis in 7, in Tekken 7, it just feels like a little bit too much. Like, it should have had, like, two more legacy characters.
Yeah, it should.
And maybe hold Noctis for season 2.
No, they should have hold Noctis for Soul Calibur. Like, these characters need to go to Soul Calibur. Like, Tekken right now.
Yeah, well, because, like, I mean, I've said it before. It's like in Soul Calibur, like, Geralt makes sense, but he fits in a little too well where it's kind of like, all right, it's Geralt. And not, like, something cool. Then again, they kind of, I mean, they did blow their load before having Darth Vader and Yoda. So, and then Spawn in 2. So
and Link.
Like, oh, yeah, and Link, yeah. So it's kind of like, all right, we know. It's fine. So it's kind of hard to get really excited for the guest characters. I don't know. Like, some guest characters make sense showing up in other games, and others seem a bit much.
Yeah, it's becoming bad. It's something we have to see when Negan does show up to see what sort of character he is. But even then, he belonged in Mortal Kombat, not in Tekken. Tekken, they have a lot more. You know, they have characters that still haven't made it in Tekken 7. So that one was kind of weird. Soul Calibur 6 did get an announcement. Astaroth and Sugmina are officially announced on the roster. No, that was okay. You know, that fits because those are characters from Soul Calibur. Again, I feel like Soul Calibur should be the only fighting game with guest characters because it was their thing. So,
I disagree, but I feel like there shouldn't be more than like two guest characters, two maybe three, but anything more than that, it feels like it's kind of pushing it a little.
Yeah, I see where you say two or three, because two or three at least it's a fun, they're like fun additions, but when you start going overboard, so. Yeah, so Soul Calibur 6, you have Astaroth and Sugmina, which are, you know, veteran characters. So that got announced at EVO. Now, Dragon Ball FighterZ, they did show off a trailer of Goku and Vegeta, their base forms. And they also revealed Cooler, which is a new reveal, which might have got leaked months ago. Cooler and Android 17.
Everything
got
leaked months ago.
Yeah. Cooler and Android 17 are going to be the next, well, are going to be the last characters of Dragon Ball FighterZ season pass. For me, I'm whatever with Dragon Ball FighterZ. I've been saying it on the show for like ever. So I was watching the EVO tournament and it was so boring. It's just not. It's not Marvel. Not in tops it. Not in topsy the excitement of Marvel at EVO. So it I was just very bored at FighterZ. So they did reveal the Goku and Vegeta in base forms, and Street Fighter V got reveals, which I mentioned earlier. In the What You've Been Playing segment, and the Street Fighter V reveals were Sagat and G. They showed off their trailers, but when they did show off their trailers, the trailers did say available now. So the characters are out now, and they were out a day after Evo, so that was pretty awesome that they were actually available right after Evo. And they actually add a new element to the game. Both the characters actually add a new element to the game. So, of my experience with Street Fighter, so it was very action packed with new reveals. The Smash Brothers one being the craziest one out of all the fighters at Evo. Well, just everything at Evo. I'm not gonna say fighters because I still stand by my Smash Brothers thing. Like, it's a party game. So it's definitely, the Smash Brothers reveal was definitely one of the biggest reveals out.
I don't know. Like, I mean, it's kind of hard to get excited for any of the Dragon Ball FighterZ reveals because it's like all of it was leaked like months ago. So it's like slowly coming true. So it's like, okay. It's just a matter of seeing the characters. But base Vegeta and base Goku actually look kind of cool. But I still don't have fighters yet. So I keep getting tempted on it, but there's not deep enough discounts on the game yet. It's still selling stupidly well. So I'll get it eventually.
Yes, it's you can actually play the beta on the Switch. So
that's right, I forgot.
Yeah, I did get my hands on it, by the way. That's one thing I forgot to mention. I did get my hands on the Switch beta. And yeah, it doesn't click for me. It just doesn't do it for me. Like, I'd rather be playing Xenoverse instead of it. And it,
see, Xenoverse doesn't click for me at all.
Yeah,
like, just the combat in general does not click.
Yeah, it's so crazy because it's either you're one or the other with Dragon Ball games. Like, I mean, well, this is the first 2D Dragon Ball game in terms of presentation that actually, in a while.
Like they've had CG or 2D fighters, plenty of them.
Yeah, with Budokai.
Even Arxis has worked on other ones.
Yeah. So yeah, it's definitely, like, for me, Xenoverse it's just funner for me. Like, yeah, I was watching the tournament and I was just bored. So yeah, I don't know. I guess someone needs to show me like better gameplay than what was shown, because me playing it doesn't do any difference. Yeah, it's weird. Me and that game are weird, and it has to do with the Marvel versus Capcom Infinite stuff too. So
yeah, well, I mean, that's Marvel who kneecapped their own game.
Yes. I don't want to get into that one so much, so. Yeah, I mean, so Evo was pretty good, pretty jam-packed this year. Next year, it's just going to get even better, you know, with Smash Ultimate. And Dead or Alive is coming out next year as well, and we're going to see Soul Calibur there. So it's going to be pretty interesting.
Oh yeah, I'd be surprised if Soul Calibur isn't there. I don't know about DOA 6 yet.
Well, Dead or Alive 6, they're focusing on a lot more, a lot more things, trying to refine the actual mechanics of the game. So hopefully we see it there, because, you know, we got BlazBlue Cross Battle in there, and the game didn't even release, so.
That is true. I forgot about that.
So, yeah, like, it should be there, like, on principle on that, you know. It should be there. That's just pretty interesting. Yeah, so I know, like, Evo just finished. So, in terms of esports, what do you guys, like, think of the whole... just esports wave coming in now?
I mean, it's good that there's that huge variety of stuff, and the fact that Evo's kind of bloated. They'll play tournaments and stuff. I know they had a Smash tournament on Disney XD, the TV channel. So there's that huge push. So that's great. I just don't really have any positive comments. Negative comments. Really, it does seem like there's a good variety of stuff in terms of what's popular to watch or to broadcast.
Yeah, I mean, I only watched Overwatch from time to time when Overwatch League was going on, and I don't know. Overwatch is a hard one to watch in general. Just there's a reason why League and CS:GO and Dota are the most popular. I mean, they're a lot easier to get an idea of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Overwatch, the camera switching, if you don't have control of it, they need to have some kind of way where you can have a free roaming camera wherever you want, because they'll switch and there's an alt that's happening or something doesn't seem like a huge deal, but it will save the game for one of the teams that you missed. There's just so much going on, it's hard to keep track of what you assume the viewer wants to view, when I might want to see a big alt from someone, but you might want to see on Anna sleeping somebody who's ulting or something like that. You know what I mean?
Oh, so you're saying a bigger spectator mode?
Yeah, I know they have one, but I just don't think it's as robust as it could be. I mean, I'm not super familiar with it, but I'm pretty sure there's not a free-ranging camera that you can control.
Yeah, I mean, fighting games are, different just because you do see, all the fighters on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, definitely that would be a good change if you could actually interact with what you're watching.
Yeah.
So that that would definitely be something to look forward to, actually. That's the future of esports. Yeah. Where,
I mean, with Fortnite, I mean, it's just going to keep growing. I mean, whether you like Fortnite or not, it is absolutely massive.
I mean, but as an esport, Fortnite,
I mean, how young is it, though?
Yeah, that's...
You know, I mean, it just blasted out of nowhere, literally. And it's, insane.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, maybe it won't grow a lot higher esport-wise, but, I mean, I'd be shocked, to be honest. Everybody plays it. I mean, it's always on the top viewed on Twitch. It's just, it's an anomaly in gaming, really.
Mm-hmm. And kind of surprised it hasn't faded away yet.
Me too.
It feels like PUBG kind of had the same situation where it got really, really popular, but then Fortnite came out and took some of the wind out of its sails
too. Yeah, what they do really well is they update all the time and they have ongoing events that really help it.
Yeah, not to mention they had that event that only happened.
The big crater thing or whatever?
Yeah. It just, kind of happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in all instances of the game. That's just insane.
Yeah. And that's actually, super, super cool that they're constantly trying to engage the player.
Yeah.
While at the same time, PUBG is offering that season pass type thing that Fortnite has. Even though you have to buy PUBG...
Right.
And it's still not optimized worth shit on
That's the
PC
thing that's killing
Xbox.
PUBG. The optimization, it's just not.
Yeah, now could you imagine them doing a tournament based on that?
I mean, they've done tournaments. They're just not anything to know about.
Yeah, could you imagine it being just bigger?
Yeah, I mean, as much as I don't like Fortnite, it runs really well.
Yeah, it does. It really, really does. It's like some wizardry. And how well optimized it is.
Yeah, and how quick too, you know? It's just insane.
And it scales really well too.
Yeah, it really does. All types of hardware.
Yeah, maybe that, that should be, going back to the spectator stuff, maybe they should actually include bets maybe as well. That would be a very interesting thing. To include online betting. I mean, it would I mean, it's gambling, obviously, but that'd be interesting. Yeah, that'd be interesting if they include. How about doing virtual money? Like, that would,
like, CS:GO skins.
Yeah,
just, per chance.
it's not out of the realm of possibility. I could totally.
I mean, I'm sure it happens, you know, but it would be interesting if you could legally do so, you know.
That would add like another layer of interaction.
I mean, I'm sure it'll happen. I mean, it's just following, you know, I don't want to say actual sports, but not esports. It's just time before betting starts to become really big. I'm sure it's going on quite a bit right now. It's just not in the forefront. Yeah, I mean, like, I'm a pretty casual esports watcher. Like, I watch the Overwatch League partially to get the tokens they gave away and partially because I do like Overwatch quite a bit, but just certain games just cater far more to that versus Overwatch.
Yeah, I can definitely see that some games are easier to watch.
Yeah.
To like be more invested in than others. I mean, like, it's different like actually being in the thick of it and another watching will be in the thick of it.
Yeah, for sure. Like, you can turn on, like, a, you know, a fighting game, kind of have an idea what's going on if you haven't even played the fighting game. But if you turn on Overwatch, you have no idea what's happening.
Yep. Instantly lost.
Yep. So, yeah, I guess, like, my final thing for that is it's just going to keep growing. I mean, Twitch is massive. It's just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. I mean, it's not going anywhere anytime soon, that's for sure.
Yeah, Twitch. Yeah, that's going to be a hard one to top. Like, that service. So,
especially since it's owned by Amazon now.
Yeah, it's definitely. Yeah, whoever wants to topple it, if YouTube wants to, you know, they keep pushing YouTube gaming, they're gonna have to do a lot of sponsorship. Yeah, it's gonna have to be like a lot of sponsorships for this to work.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's gonna have to get pushed with tons of money.
Well, that also like reminds me of why Capcom did the Capcom Cup, because now, you know, with the Capcom Cup, you know, the players actually buy DLC to put money into the prize money for the Capcom Cup. So I think that's a pretty neat idea.
Yeah, that is a pretty neat idea.
Yeah, because I believe the last person who did win the Capcom Cup, they went home with $250,000, around that amount. So, I mean, they could do more like Dota and League of Legends, but yeah, for a fighting game, yeah, that's pretty cool that, you know, buying the DLC actually put money to the pot.
Yeah, and then like Overwatch, I mean, these are like legit sponsored teams by like people that own stake in like sports teams. Like, it's insane where it's getting. And I think they're having an expansion. I don't know how many new teams, but they're going to have new teams in Season 2. So who knows where it's going to... I guess that's it.
Yep, that pretty much covers it.
Want to roll us out?
Yes, we could close the floodgates here. Yeah, so you guys could like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Also, check out subscribe to the podcast on Spotify and iTunes and Google Play. I could go on for much more, but yes, you could definitely subscribe onto everything, and also check out the site for you know, the latest of reviews, previews,
a lot of stuff coming up the next couple months too, so.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Spider-Man is going to be the next big title, so that's one to look out for.
Spider-Man,
yes. And Red Dead. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that trailer. Oh,
yes. The trailer, which we'll talk about that. Yes, next week.
Yeah, coming up. Yeah, for sure.
Yes. Well,
good, because I haven't seen the trailer yet.
Watch it.
Yes, watch the trailer.
I also have the Doom Eternal gameplay, too, which we have to talk about.
I may or may not have watched that while we're recording, and it looks awesome.
Yeah.
Like, I started to, but yeah.
Yeah.
That's next time.
So, so definitely watch that Red Dead trailer, and we'll see you next week.
See you later.
Catch you on the flip side.